We are raising awareness about organ donation and celebrating National Donate Life Month here on KRLD, and Children's Health is doing that as well. And they have just tons of stories, success stories, if you will, of those that have gotten an organ donation, you know, most of the time as young kids, and now we get to see their progress, you know, here on the back side of it. And one of them is Julia Schneer. We have her on the line here on KRLD, along with her mom, Lori. Thank you both so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Julia, tell us a little bit about your story. Tell us what you were diagnosed with and what your process was for getting a transplant.
Well, I was born with biliary atresia, and I got a Kasai procedure when I was
about a month and a half old.
That worked until I was about almost seven. And then my spleen started enlarging, and I had to get a liver transplant. So I was on the list, and I wasn't on the top yet, but then they found nodules in my liver that might have been cancerous. So they moved me to the top of the list, and I got it on December 7th.
Wow. How unsure of a time was this for you as you went through this, Lori? I'm sure it's a different experience for your daughter, but for you as the mom, just how tough of a time was that?
Yes, it was very, very stressful. We had a lot of awesome support from family and friends and the staff at Children's. We could not have asked for a better hospital to go through this process with. From day one, as soon as they brought us in to do the intake in, I think it was around May or June of 2011, and all the people that we spoke with, and everybody was so kind and understanding and wanting to help. I mean, even the people that you just run into in the hallway that have no idea what your story is are always like, is there anything I can do to help you? You know, it was a blessing for us to be able to have Children's to be able to lean on during that process, because it was a scary few months waiting for the call. We got the call in December of 2011, December 6th. And she went in that day right after school. And it was like no big deal to her. She was just kind of riding in the car. And we go down to the hospital. And the next day she had her surgery. It went great. Dr. Dev Desai was her surgeon, and he was amazing and talked us through everything. And her recovery has been phenomenal. We're coming up on 10-year anniversary. I can't believe it.
Oh, that's incredible. And yeah, I just saw the side-by-side pictures here, and we'll put them up there. I mean, just to see, you know, you then, Julian, to see you now. I mean, it's just so awesome to see that transformation. What are you doing in life now? What are your passions? What are you able to, you know, kind of sink your teeth into now as a teenager?
The entire experience kind of made me really love hospital work. And then I realized that I really wanted to become a nurse, specifically a nurse practitioner. So right now I'm in the health sciences program at my school, and my plan is to get my associate's degree in applied sciences and then go to Texas Tech or Texas Women's University. And get my nursing degree and then go to Texas Tech Medical School and become a nurse practitioner in pediatrics.
Is it one of those things where it's just been smooth sailing ever since? Or do you have any after effects after something like this? What has it been like for you?
Well, it's been mostly smooth sailing, except for like a couple of weeks ago, I had to change my medication because of scarring on my kidneys. But after that, like my new medication is fine and I'm doing great.
The medical staff, her nurse, April Berry, and Dr. Desai and Dr. Cutright, they've just been great as far as keeping up with her progress. And I mean, this is really the first change we've had to make in almost 10 years to her medicine. She doesn't really take very much anti-rejection medicine. She doesn't have any steroids or anything that she has to take. It's like I said, it's been an amazingly smooth process for her.
And Lori, as you look back, you know, from not only, you know, 6 years old, but, you know, basically to her birth, now here at 16, what mom emotions get welled up in you when you think about that and just the journey she's been on?
Well, since day one of her birth, it's been a ride because she's the oldest of triplets. So
wow.
while we were going through understanding her condition with biliary atresia, I also had two newborns in the NICU to also spend some time with. So like I said, family and friends at that time could not have been a bigger blessing. But yeah, looking back on that and the support that she got from her brother and sister, and she has an older brother who's actually at Texas Tech right now. He's a junior. The support and love that they've given her. And we look back like on her 1 year anniversary, we had a little get together with her friends and we went to the children's theater and we had cookies and we celebrated every year. She's already got plans for her big 10-year anniversary this year. So it's been great to see her develop and get this passion that she has now to be in the medical profession. And she talks about it almost consistently.
Yeah.
And you know how she gets tests taken every 6 to 8 weeks. She has to have blood work taken. And she talks to the phlebotomist about what they're doing and where the best place to put the needle in would be. And you know, what issues she's been having. And she's taking all these medical terminology classes. And so she's really, it's been an amazing ride to watch her develop into the person that she's becoming.
Really excited for you guys. Thank you so much for telling a great story like this. Really appreciate it. And it's on National Donate Life Month. We encourage everybody to be an organ donor, you know, just in case something happens. And, maybe even, for certain organs, obviously, you can give even while you're living. But I do appreciate both of you for your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.